Hi, thank you for calling
Hello.
the Riled Up Helpline. My name is Shireen
Hi, my
speaking
name
to you on
is
a recorded
Crystal
line.
calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Antonio Fernandez. Are
Okay,
you
go
ready
ahead
for
and
me to transfer?
transfer him over.
Thank you.
Hello, Antonio?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm going to be further assisting you. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure. I was telling lady that I was having a little trouble pronouncing some of the words, you know.
Okay. So did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law
Sure.
firm?
I haven't.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Just myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you by chance
Yes.
know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
Yeah, it was, I just know it was NHL stage one leukemia.
Okay, but you don't know the exact subtype?
The subtype, it was, I do, let me, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
It was hairy cell leukemia, B type, or B cell.
Okay, so you have hairy cell leukemia?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
More than one? No,
yes.
just this one time that I went through the testing.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And what year were you diagnosed? Or what date was your diagnosis?
2020 of
okay. Do you remember the month?
July, I believe it was the fourth week.
Okay. So towards the end of July?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Roughly
right now.
Around the 30th? Does July 30th, 2020 sound accurate? As an estimate?
2020. Yeah, it was in 2020.
Yes, July 30th, 2020.
I want to say yes, but I'm not 100%. I could double check though.
Okay, to the best of your knowledge, does July 30th, 2020 sound correct? As an estimate?
Yes.
Because you said it was towards the end of July?
It was, yeah, the fourth week of July in 2020.
Okay, so roughly around July 30th, 2020. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
At home, in the driveway, in the backyard.
Okay,
walkway.
And what is the address of where you sprayed it?
It was, well, this is the 2809. Oak Estates Court.
I'm sorry, can you spell the
San
street
Jose,
name for me,
California.
Please?
One more time.
Can you spell the street name for me, please?
Yes, it's Oak, O-A-K, Estates, E-S-T-A-T-E-S.
Oh, Estates. And what city
Court.
Is that?
Yes. San Jose, California. 95135.
Okay, thank you so much. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or any others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
The one that was affected was myself, you know.
Okay, but did you happen to know of anyone else that sprayed Roundup?
I do, but I mean I'm not in contact with them anymore, you know.
Okay, so no.
No, yeah, I'd say no.
Okay, and then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 40.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
I used it for 8 years.
8 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the following is going to be based off your past and present medical history. These are all going to be yes or no questions. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy?
Just this time right now that
okay. But other than the non-Hodgkin's, did you ever have any other cancer requiring chemotherapy?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And did you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can I get your first name? Can you spell it for me?
Yeah, Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
And your last name?
Fernandez, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Okay, and do you have a suffix in your name?
No, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My what?
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yeah, male.
And are you currently married?
I am. Legally separated.
Okay.
I've got kids, too. I have two girls.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth, please?
Yeah, my date of birth is 05-19-1980.
And can I get your full social, please?
Yeah, 569-69-5729.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
My height is 5'6", 185, 189.
185 or 189?
Say 189.
Okay. And can I get your current email?
Yes, it's A-N-T-O-N-I-O-F-E-R.
Wait, give me 1 second. A-N-T-O.
A-N-T-O-N-I-O. F-E-R. 1408. @gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And the phone number I have for you is 669-261-9101.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your mobile or your home number?
It's a mobile.
Okay.
Can I give you an alternative number? Because this one's been acting up lately.
Okay, yes, you can.
It's 415-420-3961.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, and we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, I would put down my partner, who I live with now.
Do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
She's my partner. She's my girlfriend.
Okay. And can I get this person's phone number, please?
Yes, it's that 415 number that I just gave you.
Okay, so I'm going to take that away as your alternate phone number just because it is going to ask for her phone number. And that would be your spouse, correct? Or is that not your spouse?
I'm legally separated.
Okay.
So she's not my spouse.
Okay.
We've been together since 96. So.
And can I get her first and last name, please? Your girlfriend?
Her name's Vanya.
Can you spell that for me?
It's Vania.
Okay. Last name?
Adila.
Okay, thank you. And can I get your current full address?
My current address is 1496 Mount Hamilton View Drive.
In San Jose, California?
California.
Zip code 95116?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Have I ever what?
Smoked. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed? Yes or no?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Yes or no?
Have I lost what?
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Yes or no?
I have.
Okay, and what were the dates that you were unable to work?
From 2020 to 2021.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you ever been in the military? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and the followings are all going to be yes or no. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I have, but it's never approved.
Okay. And can you give me some more details regarding that claim? Was it a workers' compensation claim or a disability claim?
I had spine surgery, so that's it. And I tried to file, but they said I didn't qualify.
And was that for a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I was hurt during an accident.
Okay. So was that a disability claim or a workers' compensation claim?
Sorry. It was a disability.
Okay. Thank you. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type? Is there proof that there is one?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
I do.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. And then can I get your wife's first and last name, please?
My wife, her name... we're legally separated, so...
Yeah, so if you're married, I do need her information. I just need her first and last name and her phone number. It's required.
Okay, it's Amy.
Can you spell that for me, please?
A-M-Y.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly? K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's her last name?
Her last name is Castillo.
C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O.
Yes, ma'am. But she's legally married as well, so her last name is Fernandez.
So is her full name Amy Kimberly Castillo Fernandez?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And can I get her phone number, please?
I don't really know it.
Okay, no worries. No worries.
All right.
And how many times a year did you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
I don't know. I used it like twice a week.
Okay, if you had to estimate a number of how many times you used it a year.
Wow. I'd say about over 1,000 times, you know?
So you used it at least 1,000 times a year? Or 1,000 times in your life?
No, a year.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before? Did you spray Roundup?
Because it was at least two times a week.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what year did you start spraying Roundup?
2012.
Okay, and what month? May 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
I stopped spraying it in July, first week of July, I believe. It was 2020.
Okay, thank you. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And when you applied it, was it how big of an area was it applied to?
It was the length of a driveway, the area of a backyard, the walkway in the front of the house.
Anywhere else?
How has it affected your life? Just around the house.
Okay. And what state did you use the product in? California, correct?
Yes, California.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential. Well, my okay. Living area.
Okay. How were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly from spraying it at home?
Yes.
Home landscaping, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to estimate a number?
Of what?
How many times have you been exposed to Roundup in your entire life?
How many times? Twice a week for about 8 years.
Okay, if you had to estimate a time frame. Or how many times you've used it. Or how many times you've been exposed to it in your life.
I've been exposed to it for 8 years, but man,
okay.
It's in the thousands.
Okay.
Thousands.
Okay. Can you pick a number, please?
Yes. I say 1,000 times a year. 8 years, about 8,000 times.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
I was present. I applied it myself, so I was present each time.
So every time. Okay. Thank you. And. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No, I don't think so.
Do you get your water from a well?
I usually from the garden hose.
Okay, but not from a well?
No.
And the type of Roundup you use, is it a concentrate or a premix?
It was mixed.
Okay. So was it already mixed for you?
I pretty much. I mixed it, you know?
Okay. So was it a concentrate or a premix?
Premix, sorry.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you remember the story of where you purchased the Roundup?
Right there. Oh, Hold on. Say that again.
Do you remember the story of where you purchased the Roundup?
Yes, it was the Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have receipts for your Roundup purchase? Yes or no?
No, I don't think I have any.
Okay, and do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. All right, just a couple more questions. When did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
When did I notice the connection? Or
yes.
When was
the... Yeah, how did you first learn about the connection?
Oh, I had tests done in the first week of July of 2020. They should be there, Lola.
Okay, and was it your doctor that told you that there was a connection?
Yes, I had tests done in July of 2020.
Okay, thank you so much. Alrighty, so last thing I need is the doctor that diagnosed you. Can I get their first and last name?
Yes, it's doctor. Hold on, let me double check. It's Dr. Tin L. It's Dr. T-I-N. The last name is H-L-A.
Okay. And where are they located? San Jose?
Yes. San Jose. Good Samaritan Hospital.
Okay, so I have H-L-A-T-I-N-M-D. That's what I'm seeing on Google.
It's the first name.
Okay, so
T-I-N is the first name.
Okay.
And then the
T-I-N-H-L-A. And is that the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what is the name of the facility where you were treated and diagnosed?
It was the hospital. Good Samaritan Hospital.
You said Good Samaritan Hospital?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see if I can find it on here. Okay, so I have, and that's where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Okay, so the address I have for them is 2425 Samaritan Drive, San Jose, California, 95124.
Yes, ma'am.
And the phone number I have is 408-559-2011.
I don't remember the phone number anymore.
Do you have the doctor's phone number?
It's in my medical records.
Okay, do you have their phone number?
I don't.
Okay, so the phone number that I'm seeing on Google for your doctor is 408-929-6088. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what kind of treatment did you receive for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other?
Yeah, I had chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and something with immune.
It's a little bit hard to hear. It's a little bit hard to hear you. Your mic is muffled.
Okay, sorry about that. It was chemotherapy. It was radiation therapy, immune therapy.
Okay, thank you so much. And then one last question. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, well, a lot. You know, I have trouble breathing still. I can't run around with my kids, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope it gets better for you, okay? Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review all the information with you. So I just want to confirm you were dying.
I'm sorry about that.
What I'm going to go ahead and do is review all the information with you. I just need you to confirm that I have it correct. So you were diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia on July 30th, 2020, we estimated. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 2809 Oak Estates Court, San Jose, California, 95135?
Yes, ma'am.
And you sprayed Roundup for roughly about 8 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your first name spelled Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Last name Fernandez spelled F-E-R-N-A-N-D-Z-D-E-Z. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. My middle name is also Fernandez.
Okay, so did you want to put that in there?
Sure.
Okay, so Antonio Fernandez Fernandez?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your social security number as 569-69-5729.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your date of birth as May 19th, 1980.
Yes.
And I have your height and weight as 5'6", 189 pounds. And I have your email as antonio.fer1408@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your phone number as 669-261-9101. And I have your alternate phone number as 415-420-3961.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your spouse's name as Amy Kimberly Castillo Fernandez. And you don't currently have her phone number.
No, we're legally separated.
Okay. And I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Tin HLA at Good Samaritan Hospital, located at 2425 Samaritan Drive, San Jose, California, zip code 95124. Phone number I have for Dr. Tin is 408-929-6088.
Yes, ma'am.
And you received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and radiation. And what was the date that you started treatment?
The date was... The first week of August of 2020.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello, Antonio?
Yes, hello.
Oh, okay. So the date of treatment is roughly around August 1st, 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your current address as 1496 Mount Hamilton View Drive in San Jose, Santa Clara County, California, zip code 95116.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your emergency contact as your girlfriend that lives with you. Her phone number is 415-420-3961. And I have her first and last name as Bania, spelled B-A-N-I-A. Last name Avila, spelled A-V-I-L-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You just need to sign them. It should take about a minute or so of your time.
Okay.
All right, I just went ahead and sent them to you. I sent it to you by text and email, but it's going to be easier for you to open it through text.
Oh, okay.
All right, so go ahead and click on the link. And then you're going to click through the yellow buttons. It's going to navigate you where to sign. Let me know once you're done, okay? And if you have any questions, also let me know.
Okay.
Still there?
All right. Did you finish?
Still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I just got it. I just got it open right now.
So click on the link, and then you're just going to click through the yellow buttons, and it's going to prompt you where to sign. Once you finish signing, you click through the yellow buttons. It prompts you to the next signature field, and you're going to keep doing that until it says finish.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any questions.
Right. Okay, I'll let you know.
All right.
Kind of slow right here.
Okay, no worries. It should take less than 30 seconds.
So I just click everything, right? Continue.
Yeah, you're just going to keep hitting continue until you can't anymore. That means you need to sign something.
So I sign it, right?
Yes, you sign it.
Okay, it says
Okay, I see on my end that you completed it. Perfect. So, Antonio, I do want to thank you so much for being so patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't take too much of your time. With that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. If you need to reach me at any point, if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact me. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. Should take about less than 10 minutes of your time. Just be on the lookout for that call. They won't be able to start working on your case until they speak to you on the phone. With that being said, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now as well. But I will get you off the phone now. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I want to thank you so much.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
You are who?
My name is Shireen.
You're Shireen, and you're representing me or something?
Okay, so what my job is, I'm an intake specialist, so I just get all your information to send over to the attorneys.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to be able to listen to this call as well because it is recorded. So this call is also going to get sent over to them for them to listen to and see all the information and kind of go from there. But they'll be the ones working on your case. All right. Thank you so much, Antonio. Have a good one.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.